Hi, hello, how are you? So, I just watched The Addams Family again for I don't know what time, but I don't know. I just love the fucking movie so much. It has the same vibe as the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I don't know how to search for something similar because I love it so much. And there's this podcast, Let's Hang Out, and they have like this recurring segment, Should Have Been Gay, which, yep, yeah, same. But recently they did an episode on the Addams Family, and I really resonated with it because there is something so queer and gay about this family, and not just in the, the classic way of queer and gay where it's strange and happy in a way that's not reliant on societal norms, which I also relate to very, very much. But there is something sexual and gender queer about the existence of this family, and I love it. I adore it. And I am trying to find something that's not like the Rocky Horror Picture Show or the Addams Family, and you can't really say the Addams Family without like singing the song because it's just iconic. It's just perfect. But I was thinking, I've been recently thinking about it a lot, like gender. Yeah, okay. Gender is so fucking weird. Because I identify for the moment as agender. I'm assigned female at birth, which, comes with its own problems. But I really like the idea of being agender because it rejects all the norms of societal expectations. And when you identify as agender, like agender, it means not any gender. Recognizable at least. It means that you don't identify with any gender and you are just outside of it, kind of removed from it. And I like that because I've never really recognized myself in anything that's defined and in a gendered way, and I've never really recognized anything like clothes, makeup, or any of the standards that for activities and hobbies and stuff like that as gendered. And this kind of helps me to live with myself, kind of, if that makes sense. But I was brought up heavily as a woman, as on expectations that I will fulfill the duties, quote unquote, as a woman. Woman, that sounds that's a weird word. But I am expected to like give birth to babies and like bring like make them into real humans, which has always bugged me. I have informed my family kind of no, not kind of. I've given them the information that I don't plan on giving birth to anything ever, but since the Balkans, which I come from, are so dependent on expectations and gender norms and family values and Christianity and stuff like that, especially Orthodox Christianity, which is own fucking bucket of joy, but with the expectations that I identify as a woman, since I look like it currently, I am expected to give birth and create a family and care for it and stuff like that, which I don't plan on doing at all. Like, but the funny thing, I have two sisters, younger sisters, and the youngest of them is 17 years younger than me, and she's basically a baby, and I saw my mother be pregnant and give birth, and that is not a thing I desire. I can understand why people would like to experience it, like intellectually, but I don't want that. It's an experience that I don't want to have, and I don't think I need to appreciate my body and all it can offer to me fully. So, I informed my parents when I was 16, which was a couple of years ago, that I don't plan on giving them like grandbabies or whatever. And I was kind of disappointed because my dad kind of started to ignore the whole topic of children and family, because I, and here I can only speculate for his reasons, because because I don't really want to have an in-depth conversation, because I know I'm kind of removed from my emotions around my family, except for my sisters. But with my parents, I know they have certain expectations of me, and I know it's only gonna hurt them, because, well, I've learned to live with the fact that I'm going to disappoint them in their expectations of me, because I know that if I try to fulfill their expectations, I'm gonna be fucking miserable. But my dad, every time family is mentioned, and the creation of family, and a fulfillment of, you know, the female role, he just kind of starts to pass, you know? He kind of tries to not mention it in any way, shape, or form. But my mom, when family is mentioned, she tries to push on to me the idea that children are everything, which I don't agree with, because they aren't. You should be everything you need, because, you know, we live alone, we die alone, the rest is just an illusion. I have no idea where I heard this from, but my emo face just hammered it in home. But it is kind of true that the only thing you can trust is yourself, and the fact that the only person who's gonna have your back is yourself. And that's, it is kind of miserable, but it also is the naked truth. So the idea that you can always trust your children to be behind you is kind of like a failsafe. It's kind of like, you know, you can try to push onto children the idea that you can, they can be everything to you, but that's just such a false expectation that they can never actually fulfill. And it's a very high standard. Like, children should be allowed to just, you know, be whoever they need and want to be at the moment. And that's, again, that's just my thoughts. And I am aware that I have a very skewed and different point of view of what children and family should be because of my whole, maybe at one point I'm gonna make an audio diary about my actual thoughts about family and children, because it's, since I don't think I want my own children biologically or adoptedly, if that makes sense, I am, if I have the means, I would totally be up for fostering children. But I do think that people should be allowed the opportunity to, I don't know, with I listened to a podcast episode of what was it? It was with Capitan and Alison Raskin. I forget what it's called. But they had an episode with a woman who was adopted, and since I've always known I don't want biological children, but if I have the opportunity to bring up and that sounds so fucking stupid, I'm aware of it, to help an orphan who doesn't have the opportunity of all the opportunities I was allowed, I think I should do it, and that's just my own experience of not thinking I deserve all the privilege I was given at birth and at my creation. So I wanted to give back, and I thought that was in the form of adopting children and bear in mind I'm very young and way too young to think about actual children and bringing them up and having the financial stability to rationally think about this opportunity. But I am very interested and in thinking about family and how I can help people. So I was listening to this podcast where an orphan brought up in an interracial family was thinking about her experience, and I realized that I don't really need to form my own family because I don't want to place upon children the burden of caring about my emotional stability, because children should really, in my opinion, again, children should really think about mainly themselves and how they want to form themselves as people and caring about themselves, because that's what children should do. Children should care only about themselves and bring themselves up to adulthood with their trials and tribulations, you know? But fostering children, I think, is really a task I would be up to. I hope that I am financially stable enough at one point to help some families and foster children at least until parents are able to take care of their children for a long term. Because I am aware that some people really want to have something of themselves. Like, just because I don't want my own biological material to be out in the world, and that's my own fucking problem, like, I'm well aware of that. It starts with gender, with body dysmorphia, with family concerns and everything. But I know that not everybody thinks this way. And I am appreciative of this fact because, you know, that's how people survive as a species. But I do think that I can help families grow and understand each other. And I can help. At least I think so. At least until somebody tells me that I cannot. And okay, the reason I started this. Gender, you know, what the fuck is gender and why do we think we know anything about that? At the start of my contemplation about family and the creation around it, because I'm mainly attracted to femme-presenting people, which, like, I know is not something to be frowned upon or whatever, but I don't really want to have, based on gender, people that I create. And since I am not tied to the idea that only a biological family, like biologically created and connected family, is the only version of real quote-unquote family, I'm not tied to the idea that I need to create it. And to be honest, from what I've seen in my mother, for me, again, personally, because I know that I am aware that pregnancies are incredibly personal, and some people really appreciate that as an opportunity given to them by nature. I realize that, and I just don't connect with it. It's a personal thing, but to me, it kind of looks like, and that's gonna sound all kinds of messed up. It kind of looks like a position. Like, I saw my youngest sister press her hand against the inside of my mother's tummy, and I've never been the same since. It It just kind of looks weird to me. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but that was just the final straw of my thinking of I will never, like, consciously and voluntarily decide to become pregnant ever. And also I have gone through the experience of that's different, whole different thing, but I've gone through the experience of being kind of anorexic and bulimic and, like, trigger warning, I think, but I'm so sorry. But my gender experience was trying to stuff myself in the expectations of being female and a woman and womanly and all that stuff. And I could never really reach that, so I defaulted because my mom is the perfect example of it. But I devoted myself to reaching the standard of the heroin chic of the 90s of the last century, like 1990s, and I could never really reach that because my body is not really constructed to fit that ideal. Like, I don't want to, like, insert myself in the fat and overweight community in any way, shape, or form. I know I'm too privileged for that, but I have the body that is constructed to not be really that ideal, and it really bugged with me because my mom obviously has the mental illness of anorexia without the physical symptoms of it, if that makes sense. She's not really clinically underweight, and she's not really in danger, but she has a really negative opinion of her body, and I grew up with that, like, in such a close proximity. It wasn't magazines or movies or TV shows for me, it was my own mother who would stand in front of a mirror and critique her own body, realizing that I was actually in measurements heavier than her. At, like, the first moment I remember actually thinking about the attractiveness and the weight of my body at 9 years old. And I've always been aware of my the space I command and the attention I have because of my existence and my presence. I don't really want, like, there was this TikTok that I saw that somebody said, I don't have pronouns, please don't refer to me. And that's kind of my gender identity. Like, I don't really want to be addressed or noticed or, like, unless it's for an important cause. I don't really want people to realize I'm in their immediate vicinity because I live with myself constantly, and I live in my head and in my body, and I know what that is, and I kind of like myself. It's not a full appreciation because I kind of live in the constant state of melancholy and depression, but I know that I'm not a bad person, but I know, and or like a pretentious one or whatever, but I know that my thoughts and actions can be misconstructed and misinterpreted. I am aware of that fact, so I don't really want to explain myself and my existence to others like other people, not like the animal, because, you know, fucking accent, I know that too, but, you know, my gender identity is a complicated thing that I am just figuring out for myself. Because you're never actually given a manual. You don't really know how to navigate all of this mess. And I'm just trying to do the best that I can with what I've been given. Also, you know, that's a bit over the top rambly. But as I've said before, it's an audio diary. And also, I'm just kind of counting down the days to save an appointment for shaving my head, because my hair has gotten ridiculously long and I hate it with a passion. But I kind of wanted to represent the way that I see myself, which is kind of not tied to gender at all or expectations for myself or anything like that. So I've been thinking for like a solid year and a half of shaving my whole head, and I'm publicly promising that I'm gonna do this next week. So since I don't post the episodes regularly in any way, shape or form, I post them when I kind of have something to think about and contemplate. I'm sorry if you're expecting something that's regular. As I've said before, this is for me. But I'm thinking of shaving my head, because hair has never been important to me. And maybe once I've shaved my head, I will have some interesting insight in it. Like, yeah. yeah. I'm thinking of also piercing my nose, like the septum part. But that's a whole other thing, because it's kind of more expensive than a hairdo. So yeah, that's kind of it. Maybe at some point I'll explain more my feelings on gender in a more coherent way. I've explained it to a friend of mine only once, because honestly, thank God I'm surrounded by people who are open to new experiences and don't need to question them in the way I've been expecting. There's only been one friend who just hasn't had the experience of being queer or meeting as much of queer people as I am. But yeah, if maybe at a later point I'll contemplate gender more deeply, because I have many thoughts, like thick thoughts. But yeah. So that's the end of my audio therapy. I hope you have a nice day or night or whatever. And as podcaster, anything goes, take care. Bye.